Hi, Aaliyah. I think you've got to really go back and try to look at the progression of how I've written the instructions, right? So the paper is not organized, and the fact that I think you need to use headers may help. But the first paragraph, the second and third paragraph are supposed to tell me who he is. Who is he? Where was he born? How did he come about with this theory? Right, it says the biography of the theorist in reference of the importance of his work. You're not necessarily putting a life history, but relevant information about the theorist and how it relates to his work. And then the key ideas, basic assumptions of the theory, etc., that's going on here. So you don't even tell me his full name, right? So his name, sort of where he sits in this idea of learning theories is important. You say something about in frames of mind. I have absolutely no idea what that is. Is it a book? What you're just, and I'm concerned. I'm keep saying I'm very concerned about this summarizing pieces of people's work and not summarize, not putting the citation. I just don't know what else to say about it, to the point where I have to take off, because even the last paragraph, right, is Gardner's theory of multiple intelligence enhances lesson preparation, activity, choices. Who said that? Where are you getting that from? Right. So this paragraph should be talking about him, talking about how his theory came about, his beliefs, his assumptions about what happens, how people come to know and understand. And then going into detail about, of course, the multiple intelligences, the eight, and actually your book talks about a possible ninth one. And based on those multiple intelligences, you need to define them. Like, what does it mean? What are some brief things about that? That's what this paragraph says. Key ideas, concepts, vocabulary, important terms must be defined, right? So yeah, just listing them is nothing, right? You have to define what's happening here. He thought the common understanding of intelligence was too limited at IQ tests. You keep talking about IQ tests and things like this, right? How are these multiple intelligences seen in the classroom? What do they mean? How can they help you better teach? This seems to be very much almost a paper that is very divorced from how will you use this? How would you plan to see it in your classroom? So just going back to making sure that you are possibly using headers that will help you address these pieces. All of a sudden you say in the classroom, the theory of multiple intelligence is practical to teaching and learning. Howard Gardner's multiple intelligence. Then you have a capital, the theory. I'm not sure how, whether it's a comma is supposed to be there, I'm not sure. The theory is helpful in various contexts, including a preparatory mathematics course. Are you planning to teach math? Like, where is this coming from? So as an elementary teacher or as a future mathematics teacher, I plan to incorporate or something that links this, right? He argues that reason is a key to mathematical intelligence. Again, I think now you're talking about in mathematical intelligence, then you talk about math. According to his research, even those who struggle with mathematics can gain from understanding their intelligence. We're not trying to get them to understand their intelligence. We're trying to see how does his theory relate to the classroom. So I don't know whether you need to find some article that talks about how this may show up in the classroom, what it may look like in the classroom, because now you're talking about mathematical intelligence. I think you mean logical mathematical intelligence, maybe. And this one is just talking about how, right, if logical mathematical intelligence is, he believes that people have the ability to reason logically, especially in mathematics and science. And then it said examples of behavior, solving mathematical problems quickly, generating mathematical proofs, et cetera, on and on, right? So if he believes that this is a type of intelligence that students have, then as a teacher who might teach blah, 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 right? So some of these intelligences, you have to explain how they're going to show up, or like people choose this theory, but I think you have to be able to link it to your teaching. And that's not what I'm seeing here, right? I'm not seeing any, you're just naming it, and I'm not quite seeing what's happening here. you get down to something about number sequences. I guess you're saying among many of the forms of intelligence, logical, mathematical intelligence, which I think you just talked about something above here. So you seem to only be talking about these two, specializes in problems and logic games. How do you know that this is where, this is not your wording? So somebody needs to have a citation here. Creating number sequences or patterns and challenging others to figure out the pattern is an activity I would employ with my students. But then you have a citation behind that part. Wouldn't that be your own wording? If you're going to create number sentences and patterns. So I'm confused about the citations and where they're going and whether it's your summary or it's your ideas. Making organizational charts to post in the classroom for studying formulas. Is this going to help with what? What intelligence does this help with? Those students who are more borderline with being what? Logical, mathematical? I don't know. All of a sudden you're talking about organizational charts, right? So everything you speak about, you've got to bring in some kind of intelligence and relate it to this. As a result of trying to reach my students who may be more dominant body, in order to tap into students who may have the body kinetic intelligence that may be more related to that or something like that, I plan to create blah, 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 right? So some of that has to come in. Creating written assignments in mathematics such as graphing, graphical stories, word clues, help students with more substantial verbal IQ. So for interpersonal intellectual, students can learn. What are you going to do, right, to help them in different intelligences? So the organization here has to flow. I need to understand what's happening, examples of what's happening. And all I see right now is a bunch of logical mathematical that's somewhat related, but I'm not very clear. It just seems as if it's not personal. When I teach this, right, you have some of that, but not a lot. And then this just ends. There's no conclusion. There's none of that. And even if you say that you have to find, if you're going to only focus on some of these intelligences, then you have to say something about that. You have to say something about how he says that everyone possesses all of these eight, but ones that I will make sure that I tap into. Or if he says that kids are, we all have this, how are you going to make sure that you tap into all of them, right? So you picked his theory, so you've got to sort of show how it's going to show up. Trying to see your, not sure whether this is a book or reference. Looks like these are journals. Because if they're not journals and they're books, they should have the publishers. Yeah, so you've got to check what's happening with your citations in the back as well. Because if the first two can't be a book because you're telling me it's 50, you're giving page numbers. So if they are journals, then something needs to be italics. So just check that as well. Reference, the word reference should be bolded. So you just have some work to redo if you decide to redo it, right? This is optional to redo it. So, but just letting you know.